Looking back on my religion journey, it has been a chaos for a long time. My grandparents, they are Buddhist. When I was little, I used to follow them to Buddhist temple. I went to Catholic high school in Taiwan. I only know the nude was very nice to me, and we used to sing worship songs every Saturday. That was my first time hearing gospel. Then my parents, they became Christians, and on every Monday night, people in my parents' church would open. Would come to my house and have a Bible study. Every time they invite me to join them, but I refuse every time. I only open Bible, only read on the three page of the Genesis. I thought it was fairy tale, and these adults, they are too serious about this fairy tale book. But I never thought deeply about God until the fall of 2018. Under the leadership of Dumplings, I came to our fellowship. Until I hit some bottleneck in my life, Valentine was the one who taught me how to pray. I remember she was holding my hand after I cried. She gently asked me, "Alice, you're gonna believe in God. You're gonna believe God loves you more than everything else. Can I pray for you?" It was a turning point in my life. After that, I started to pray by myself. At the end of the semester in the fall of 2019, I was in a very bad mood. The school and life pressure caused me to lose my appetite and I had a hard time to sleep at night. I felt so empty in my heart. On a Friday, I didn't want to go to the fellowship, but gladly I went. I don't know why I was able to eat after the fellowship. And something filled in my heart. I don't feel no more empty in my heart. So then I decided to get baptized on April 20, 2020. But because of the pandemic, everything was canceled and I returned back to Taiwan. Afterward, my life in Taiwan was like God testing me if I was ready to become a Christian. And just like a student who is afraid of exams, I feel the test. 2021 has not been so kind to me. I didn't find a church in Taiwan and I stopped to pray. At the beginning of the year, my closest grandpa was a car accident. However, I thought he was recovering well. But on a Monday morning, when I was taking a midterm exam, I received a phone call from my father and he said, "Grandpa is gone, you gotta come home soon." I say, "Got it." After handing up the phone, I continued the test, but my tears couldn't stop. Not long after, before I recovered from the loss of a family member, my mother was sick again. At the time, I was working two jobs, and I remember the night my mother came into my room. She asked me, "Alice, can you go to Taipei with me tomorrow to see the doctor? I need you." At the moment, I knew that I cannot finish my homework on time if I go. But I replied to my mom, "Mom, don't worry, I'll be with you." I finished the final exam in the hospital with my mom. And because of a lot of late submissions, and I didn't do a well conversation with my TA, I almost failed the course and got kicked out from the program. Later, after returning back to the state, I thought everything was finally going to be better. However, my relationship ended. At the time, I didn't believe in God. He said he loved me. But at the same time, I was suffering so much. But later, God brought me back to this fellowship. I regained my faith in the Lord. I remember the days when I got COVID. I was quarantined in Jerry's place. Lots of friends gave me airdrops and phone calls. Here's a special thanks for Jerry, Wu Zhong, Wang Dan, and those 小朋友 who helped me a lot during the pandemic. especially for Zhang Huajie. I feel like she's an angel that God sent it to me. We were reading 10 chapters of Psalms with me. She was reading 10 Psalms with me every day, about 3 hours per day. I was in Anne Betty's class. During the course, I changed my view of people a lot. I feel like I became more humble and judge people less. Therefore, I want to say, when God wants to do His work, there's no one can stop Him. Under the inspiration of Holy Spirit, I realize my sin and confess my sin. I accept Jesus as my Lord. God is never giving up on me, saving my soul, and giving me a new life. Finally, I want to share one of my favorite verses from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. If you know this verse, please read it with me. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
再一遍，中文的。
回想我信仰的历程，长久以来都是朦胧混沌的一片。我的阿公阿嬷是佛教徒，在很小的时候，我就会跟着他们到庙里去拜拜。在还是国小的年纪，我就到佛光山去增贵九叩，一步一脚印从很远的地方拜进了庙堂里。高中我读的是天主教学校，而那时候只知道学校的修女对我很好，尤其那时每个星期六我们都还要去学校唱圣歌。到后来我父母成为了基督徒，并且每个星期一晚上，我的父母教会里的弟兄姐妹和牧师会到我们家查经，每一次他都会邀请我加入，但我次次都拒绝。我始终没有深一步的思考和探寻神是怎么样的存在，直到2018年秋天，我在水饺的带领下来到了我们的团契。直到生活中遇到了一些瓶颈，那时 Valentine 常常在我的左右教我如何祷告，在我哭完后，他会温柔地问我，让我帮你祷告好吗？这是一个转捩点，在 Valentine 的带领下，渐渐地我学会了自己祷告。在2019年秋季的学期末，我的心情无比糟糕，压力和生活压得我吃不下饭，晚上睡不着觉，觉得心里好空虚。就这样，我行尸走肉的过了一个多星期，挨过了期末考。就在那个星期五晚上，原本我不想去团契，但后来还是去了。也不知道为什么，那次团契后我就吃得下饭了。那天回家后，心里忽然就有了平安。于是后来我决定在2020年4月20号受洗，但因为疫情的影响，所以事情都取消了，并且我回了台湾。而后来在台湾的生活就像上帝在考验我的信心，在试问我有没有准备好当一位基督徒。就像是学生害怕考试那般，我的考卷上红旗斑斑。2020年对我并不是那么的友善。离开了团契后，我并没有在台湾找一个教会，我也很少很少祷告。年初的时候，我食物中毒了一次，然后跟我最亲近的阿公出了车祸。原本以为他恢复的差不多了，但就在一天天气晴朗的早晨，我正在考着我的期中考，我接到了父亲的电话，他说：“阿公走了，你快回来。”我说：“我知道了。”完电话后我继续考试，但是眼泪却停不下来了。又过了没有多久，在我还没有在失去亲人的情绪中缓过来的时候，生活的铁锤又回了下来。我妈妈生病了，当时我一边打着两份工，一边陪着我妈妈去医院就医。我记得有天晚上，妈妈来到了我的房间，她问我 Alice， 明天跟妈妈上台北好吗？妈妈需要你。当下我的心里想着那周末的作业还有 project 可能做不完了，但我回答妈妈：“妈妈，你放心，我会陪你去的，有我在。”后来期末考试，我还在医院一边陪着我妈妈手术，一边考完的。因为很多的迟交，还有没有良好的和我的 TA 沟通，我差一点被踢出了现在的 program。
后来回美国后，以为一切都平息了，无意间的却和当时对象分开了。那时我不相信神的存在，为什么他那么爱我，但同时让我生活那么难。但后来神又把我带回了 Charlottesville 和这个团契。当我发现以前的好朋友都不在的时候，我又崩溃了。我在停车场抱着江华姐痛哭。他后来把我带回他的家里，度过了一个周末。我也是用这两天的时间好好收拾自己的情绪，继续面对生活。后来我又找回了对主的信心。在我难受的日子里，还有弟兄姐妹们的陪伴，很幸福。尤其是在我得新冠的那段时间，有好多好朋友给我空投和电话，还有江华姐每天陪我读十篇的诗篇。后来我在华姐家借住了两周，我学到了很多主的话，了解了更多圣经，还有得到了前所未有的平安与平静。在师母的受洗班里成长了很多，学到了很多，改变了我对人事物的看法。所以我想说，当神要工作时，谁能阻挡？在圣灵的感动下，我认识到自己的罪，并且愿意认罪悔改，接受了主耶稣基督做我的主，感谢神没有放弃过我，拯救我的灵魂，舍身为我的罪钉在十字架上，给我一个新的生命。最后我要分享一段经文，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。